what was it that prompted you to want to look at this issue in the first place, Meg?
We're really interested more broadly than just veteran employment. We're interested in veteran wellness. And employment is a key aspect of wellness for a lot of veterans because in order to be well, not only do they need financial stability, but they also need purpose. Everyone needs a reason to wake up in the morning. And for a lot of veterans, employment satisfies that purpose.
You have a number of reasons why businesses cite that they hire veterans and some of the stumbling blocks for them in doing so. What overall did surprised you or did you not expect maybe about those lists of benefits and potential roadblocks to hiring veterans?
Well, there were a couple of the reasons that companies hire veterans that we had expected. We knew to be asking about the value of their leadership and teamwork skills. We weren't surprised that companies cited the character of veterans and the fact that they're perceived to have a strong work ethic. Probably one of the factors of veterans, one of their characteristics that surprised us was the emphasis on structure and discipline. And we heard companies say that they really appreciate the way veterans follow established procedures. They do things very carefully and on a step-by-step basis. And we heard that from both from companies that emphasize compliance in their workplace. But also, interestingly, we heard this from companies who have dangerous workplaces where it's an issue of physical safety. And basically, they said, we hire veterans because we know when we hire veterans, nobody gets hurt in our workplace.
You listed one of reasons that employers like to look for veterans as proven success. They already have veterans in the organization, and that has enamored them toward hiring more. Did you see a lot of that, or was that one of the factors that was maybe not as high?
Well, we saw that. You know, it was interesting because some companies, if you ask them why they're hiring veterans, for these companies, and it was only about a fifth of the companies that we interviewed, they've actually stopped thinking about precise reasons why they hire veterans. They just happen to have them, and they're successful, and they want more people just like the ones they've hired.
Meg Harrell's a senior fellow and director of the Military Veterans and Society Program at the Center for a New American Security. Some of the negative aspects of veterans hiring were some of the things that I figure most people would expect, negative stereotypes and so on. The one that I thought was most interesting was skill translation. This report says civilians often have difficulty understanding what veterans did in the military and how those skills and experiences can benefit a company.
Right. Because so often it seems that whether it's the veteran or it's the company, they focus on what that individual's specific job in the military was. And if, for example, it was riding on the top of a vehicle and shooting a 50 caliber weapon at bad guys, companies say, well, we don't really do that. Companies aren't necessarily conversant in military experience and what people actually do when they're in the military. And veterans don't always realize the strengths that they bring to the employer. So those very characteristics and reasons that companies benefit from hiring veterans, their leadership and teamwork skills, their character, their emphasis on structure and discipline, instead of recognizing and focusing on those, too often the employer and the prospective candidate instead are really stuck trying to translate what a soldier or sailor or marine or airman did on a day-to-day basis in their specific job.
One of the recommendations that you make in this report is that the Defense Department and the Labor Department, in addition to veterans themselves, you write, must become more adept at translating military experience for civilian employers. Do you have a vision of what the DOL and DOD work would look like in that area, Meg?
Well, those organizations have been working very hard to revise and improve the Transition Assistance Program, TAP, that active component service members go through as they're exiting. So hopefully some of the revisions that they've made will help in that translation. But it really has to happen on the side of the veteran in that resume, because even those companies that do have experts on the military, they have somebody that has been tagged with hiring veterans and attracting veterans into their company, even those companies have translation problems, because that individual, that vice president to hire veterans, may understand what that resume says. But when he tasks that resume out to lower-level hiring managers, they don't understand what that resume means. So it has to be in the resume itself.
You write in a number of places in this report about acclimation, the process of a veteran coming back from his or her service and becoming part of a civilian lifestyle and a civilian routine again. What are some of the contact points of that, the problems that the employers perceive, the issues that the veterans themselves have, and ways that maybe the organizations that we've talked about, DOL, DOD, or others can help with that transition?
Probably de-emphasize that transition. We know that it's a stressful time, but I don't think it's an insurmountable problem. Even so, some companies perceived that veterans need some time after they've taken off the uniform before they show up in a civilian workplace. And this wasn't universal. There were some companies that just recognized that a veteran's going to need some help acclimating to a civilian workplace. But even so, some companies perceived that it really best not to hire a veteran as soon as they've taken off the uniform, but to give them some time to acclimate.
I came away from this work, Meg, with the perception that there is kind of a square here, or a diamond, and at each corner of the diamond are interest groups, stakeholders. One corner is the veteran him or herself, one corner is the private sector, one corner is the government, and one corner is Congress, with potentially taking some action here. You write about how they might be able to revise USERRA, Uniform Services Employment Employment and Reemployment Rights Act, to help veterans more. Do I have the right grip on that? And is there maybe one point of that diamond that it needs more emphasis than another at this point?
Well, I think it's unfortunate that you view it as a diamond or as a square, although I don't necessarily think that's an unrealistic portrayal. But one of the things I think needs to happen is more interaction between those various points. And, you know, I've spoken to a number of representatives from businesses that say they really wish that DOD and DOL would reach out to them and let them help in these transition processes. You know, companies that are local to military installations would often welcome the chance to go participate in the TAP process, as I mentioned it to you, to help these service members that are taking off their uniform translate their resumes. Because really, who knows better what they're looking for in a resume than the prospective employers that would hire these people? They're willing to help, and I think that opportunity is there.